AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Alex Jones' lawyer says they will appeal.
Today is a very, very, very dark day for freedom of speech.
A jury in Connecticut orders a conspiracy monger to pay $365 million in damages to people who suffered from his false claim that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax.
I'm incredibly proud and thankful for the message that was sent here today. The truth matters.
Norm Pattis is Jones' attorney.
My heart goes out to the families. We live in divided times. They've been weaponized and used for political purposes in this country.
Robbie Parker's daughter died at Sandy Hook in 2012.
Everybody that took the stand told the truth except for one. The one who proclaims that that's what he does. But while the truth is being said in the courtroom, he was standing right here lying.
A witness talks about a weapons cache as part of the preparation by the leaders of the radical right-wing Oath Keepers ahead of the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
A member of the Oath Keepers who traveled to Washington before the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has testified about a massive cache of weapons the far-right extremist group stashed in a Virginia hotel room. Terry Cummings showed jurors an AR-15 firearm and an orange box for ammunition that he contributed to a so-called quick reaction force the Oath Keepers had staged at the hotel outside Washington in case they needed weapons. That quick reaction force is a central piece of the Justice Department's case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates charged with seditious conspiracy in the January 6th attack. Defense lawyers have not denied the existence of the quick reaction teams, but noted that they were never deployed. They have accused prosecutors of falsely portraying them as an invasion force. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack holds a public hearing Thursday. This is AP News. A new AP NORC poll finds some 46% of people questioned now say their personal financial situation is poor, up from 37% in March. It's a political risk for President Biden and fellow Democrats a month before the midterm elections. Overall, views of Biden and the direction of the country held steady after improving in September. 43% approve of how Biden is handling his job as president. There are bright spots. 55% like how he's handling the coronavirus pandemic. 63% approve of his handling of natural disaster relief following Hurricane Ian, which battered Florida 2 weeks ago. President Biden designates the first national monument of his administration at Camp Hale in Colorado.
When you think about the national beauty of Colorado and the history of our nation, you find it here. More than 50,000 acres, including the 10-mile range, soaring peaks and steep canyons, black bears, bald eagles, moose, mountain lions.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.